Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Luke chapter 18, verses 31 to 33. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus said, "Listen, we're going up to Jerusalem, where all the predictions of the prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. He will be handed over to the Romans, and he will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit upon. They will flog him with a whip and kill him, but on the third day he will rise again." Jesus' death on the cross was only a few days away. He took his disciples to one side to put them in the picture and to give them a vivid description of what was going to happen. But incredibly, they didn't understand a word of it. It was all a complete mystery to them, and the coming days were going to come as a total shock. They understood that Jesus was an amazing teacher and healer, but they had yet to grasp the true meaning of his life and didn't want to think about his death. As we approach Easter, we live in a society that is equally unaware of the significance of Jesus' death. This is a great tragedy, and we need to reflect on the ways in which we could help people to grasp the importance of this time. I think we should be very glad that Easter eggs are still a huge focus of attention. 80 million boxed eggs are sold every year in the UK, and more than 500 million cream eggs. That's a lot of eggs. And I'm not for a moment suggesting that they all lead to deep spiritual enlightenment or anything like it. But the egg does convey a clear and powerful picture of new life. And so we are handed the most amazing visual aid to help people to see the new life that Jesus came to bring. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you were willing to go to the cross out of love for us. Help us to gain a deeper understanding of your perfect love this Easter. Amen. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.